I'm so excited to be here, and I'm here to talk about cover crop today. And this project is supported by NRCS, and I'm doing a tiny piece of this project on cover crop. And it's interesting. I'm going to talk about cover crop, but not about what all of us we know, advantage of cover crop and how good it is. I'm going to talk about weakness of cover crop today, actually. And before starting and talking about the topic that I'm going to tell you about, I'm just going to tell you about what I read in Science News 2-3 days ago. And there was this information very recently published by National Center of Atmospheric Research in Canada, talking about what is happening in Canada and North America with planting cover crops. Actually, they claim that planting cover crop is not helping and actually is increasing winter temperature, and it may change the climate and it may contribute to climate change. So that's one of the information very recently on cover crop. So I'm not going to talk about that topic. And also, if you ask our entomologist Scott Seward about cover crop, probably he's going to tell you all about the insect issues and problem that is there on that side. Again, I'm not going to talk about that. So what I'm going to talk about it today is the allelopathic effect of cover crops. And simply, what is allelopathy? It's the ability of one crop to inhibit growth, germination of another one. How? By producing some chemical. So very simple. This picture is showing what I'm talking about. In our study, we just took sample from top of our soil for measurement of the cover crop extract and the chemical effect of these different cover crops that I'm going to talk about. For this study, we came out with two questions. Question one is, can different cover crops cause diverse allelopathic effect or no? So what if we have different cover crops, and what if each one of these cover crops, they're going to change based on the allelopathic effect that they have in our field for next crop that is our main row crop that we have. And here we're talking about cotton. In our study, we look at these five cover crops. So I'm going to show you a picture from the above, an aerial picture. You can see it. It's one of our non-cover crop planted plots on the far right. And then in the middle, I just picked up one of the veg, and you can see this. And then the winter pea. So this is how they looked like when they were planted in the field. What about our second question? So our second question was, how about termination timing? What if termination timings of a mix of cover crop, like the blend species of cover crop, we have that in the field, and how that can change the allelopathic effect? So we looked at these five different treatments that you can see here. So we went with a very close to the planting cotton, almost at planting, killing cover crops, and with a distance of 6 weeks, 3 weeks before planting cotton, killing the cover crops, which they were mix of a few different species of cover crops. So with this, I'm going to move on to how we get the sample, what we did with the sample, how we extract the chemical, and we run the test on cotton germination. So as you see in this picture here, the samples came from different fields that we arranged, and we had the trial, as I showed you in the previous pictures. So for both to be able to find the answer and evaluate two questions, we did almost the same sampling system, but based on our treatment. So we received the samples from the field, and you see here, it's just a very simple and just one picture here, but that was a long process of having the samples, dry them, going through every single step, and centrifuging, and having final extract ready. When we had the extract, our next step was, okay, it doesn't matter. We have cover crops, samples, or we have the termination timing samples. We were looking at the extract that we had. So that extract was saved in the refrigerator, and we created different, I'll call it low and high levels, to compare to water, like DI water. So what we had was we used cotton cultivar phytogen 490, and we sterilized our seeds and petri dishes and everything in the lab, and then we had the extract ready. So we diluted the extract that we had to 25% and 50% per each cover crop for question number one and per each termination timing cover crop for question two. And this was repeated four times, and in each time for each treatment, we had six replications to make sure that we have the right response of cotton and germination process. So 10 seeds of cotton in each petri dishes and each petri dish, and we tested, and every other day we applied 4 milliliters of extract. And what we did in 8 days was checking the germination, recording the germination percentage, germination rate, cotton root length, and a few other items that we had during that 8 days. And by the end of time, we had the dry weight and final weight, dry weight, fresh weight, and we measure all of this based on cover crop types and cover crop termination timing. So the result was really interesting. So here is the cover crop type. And on y-axis, you can see the cotton germination for phytogen 490. And on x-axis, you can see the cover crop type, right? So we had veg, wheat, winter wheat, and rye and oats. So we noticed when we increase the percentage, the orange part is showing the cover crop extract with higher level, like 50%, and the gray is showing low. So I didn't put the control because it was high germination over 95%. So I'm just comparing when we applied the extract. And we found out winter pea had, when we increased the extract, had the highest effect on cotton germination. It inhibits the cotton germination in a very high level, which I'll show you in a few next slides. I was interested in cotton root length and see what's happening with cotton root length when we change the extract percentage. And here we go. Again, look at the winter pea. X-axis, cover crop type. Y-axis, you can see the root length. So winter pea actually, again, caused an issue with the cotton root length and reduced the root length of cotton in the highest level. So with this, I was interested to see how the stand of cotton is going to be in the field if we take care of it. So look at this one, slide, and here, again, you'll see the non-cover crop. Like in a previous picture that I showed you, you see that we didn't plant any cover crop in those plots. Here we had wheat as a cover crop, and these are cotton stand after planting, after terminating those cover crop. And here is winter pea. So this was the result and the stand based on different cover crop type in the field. How about termination timing? What was the result on termination timing? So we had, you'll see here on x-axis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different termination timing of a blend of cover crop species. And on y-axis, you'll see the cotton germination. So we found out that when the cover crop were killed or terminate, close to the planting time, the closer it get, actually the effect on germination was higher through the extract. And when the difference was like 6 weeks and we had more plant, the effect of extract was low. How about the root length? Did any of this extract and change the amount, change the root length of cotton when we apply them? Actually, the same story happened, and we found out 3 weeks planting that's going to cause more effect on rootlands compared to when we have 6 weeks and we kill the cover crop earlier. So with this, what I can say is there's an issue with killing cover crop very close to the planting date, and also this cover crop type, winter pea, is going to cause more issue with standard germination of cotton later in the growing season. So here we'll see what we had: 55% reduction in germination of cotton when we apply the highest extract of winter pea on cotton seeds. And also, when we apply the extract of germination timing very close to the planting, almost at planting, we had almost 62% reduced in germination. How about other cover crops in other termination timing? So 6 weeks prior to planting had the lowest effect, and also veg and wheat, they had less impact on cotton germination. And if you look at this slide, I left this here to just let you see the germination when we applied only DI water, when we applied 25% of winter pea extract, and by 50% increase of winter pea extract in controlled environment. So we almost didn't see that much of germination, and the germination was happening very slow, and then the root length was very, very short. So my final comment on this is, this is, for now, it's a one-year study, and we're just going to look at that in the field with more detail and more sampling to see this effect, if they are something that we can see it in the effect of that permanently on cotton stand. But the first thing is, it is very important to know what kind of cover crop you are planting in the field. And you need to consider the environment to pick the cover crop that you are selecting. The second thing is, termination timing is extremely important if you want to reduce the allelopathic effect of cover crop, even if like different blend species. So that's important because you may use a different blend of species, so that might be the different response that you can get. But obviously there is effect on germination and root length, which is going to cause later on the stand of plant and the population change. So with this, I'll be happy to take any question. I think I have 2 minutes. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, we've got time for a couple questions for a speaker.
Yes.
One of the things I noticed in looking at your pictures, I would have thought that an allelopathic effect would have been more uniform. You seem to have what I would call a skippy stain. In fact, there are areas, look like in your plot, where you had a good stand and other areas where you had no stand. So I'm wondering if that's an allelopathic effect or if it's actually a mechanical soil to seed residue contact more than allelopathic.
It's a great question. I'm going to repeat the question for you because I wanted to mention that, and I was waiting for that question. So the question was, in the aerial picture, the picture from the above, so there are some situations that, is that really the effect of allelopathy or allelopathic impact of cover crop or the mechanical issue with the planting? So as I said, this was our first year of this study, and we were trying to find out, and I did not do the field processing. This is a teamwork, and I know that there were some mechanical issue with planting, but we found kind of consistency in these four that I picked up the pictures to show you and different other plots that we had. So that's why I just used this as a sample to show. Not saying, and I never mentioned that 100% this is because of allelopathic effect of cover crop. But what I'm showing you and what I'm talking about is, if we have 55% in 4 times repeating this experiment in the control environment, each time 6 replications, there might be a change and effect on yield and stand, not even yield, like stand of cotton in a field environment too. Thank you. That was a good question. I was waiting for that.
All right, thanks, Dr. Shakira.
Thank you.